As the wheat fields green up across Kansas, a pair of WeedRx seminars in early March delivered expert advice to growers on how to unlock the genetic potential of wheat varieties for their specific geographies and operations and use research-informed methods to produce high-yielding and high-quality wheat. WeedRx is the Kansas farmer's prescription for combining best management practices and variety selection for the economical and sustainable production of high-quality winter wheat, said Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat. Informed by the research investments made by Kansas wheat producers through the Kansas Wheat Commission, these seminars are just what the doctor ordered for learning how to maximize profitability through variety selection and practices on the ground. The March seminars took place in Dodge City and Wichita. Presenters included a rundown of leading experts from Kansas State University that discussed cover crops and soil health, soil fertility, fungicides, and economics of wheat production. Greg Ibendahl and Daniel O'Brien, professors in K-State's Department of Agricultural Economics, shared the trends and predictions for wheat profitability in Kansas. They also discussed the current and future supply and demand situation for the world's major wheat importers and exporters. Outside of the kernels in the bin, Dr. Romulo Lolato, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, discussed the agronomic, ecological, and economic benefits of diversifying crop rotations with wheat. He walked through the impacts of simplified crop rotations due to a steep reduction in wheat acreage to food security and biodiversity. Conversely, after a comprehensive review of more than 300 peer-reviewed studies, his team outlined the benefits of adding wheat back into the crop rotations, including forage production, dual-purpose use for grazing, weed control, interruption of pest population cycles, and other benefits. Speaking of disease and pest management, Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State Assistant Professor of Plant Pathology, presented on the management of major wheat diseases in Kansas. Statewide, diseases like stripe rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and scab are responsible for the most yield lost from 2013 to 2023. Moving from above to below ground level, Carlos Pires, a K-State agronomy postdoctoral student, discussed methods to improve soil health. He emphasized the benefits of regenerative ag practices like minimizing disturbance through no-till or minimum till, maximizing soil cover through practices like cover crops, maximizing biodiversity through a mix of cash and cover crops, or an integrated crop livestock system, and maximizing continuous living roots by reducing fallow and increasing cover cropping. The seminar ended with a discussion of fertility management specific to wheat by Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz, K-State professor and soil fertility specialist. He discussed how growers can manage both yield and quality, including nitrogen volatilization and placement and the interaction of protein with nitrogen management. Missed the WeedRx seminars? Plan to attend the Soil Health and Cropping Systems Sustainability Field Day on April 5th or the WeedRx Seminar and Field Day in Phillipsburg on May 23rd. Learn more at kswheat.com/events. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.